Hello and welcome to another great episode of Musical Stormy Everything I Know.
Bonus episode.
Starting out our Christmas season.
Woohoo!
I am Zane C. Weber, and with me at the table tonight are...
Julie Arsentrager.
KB.
And Miranda Selwood.
Hooray! It's just the hosts today as we do a very special Christmas episode with lists submitted from our patrons.
Thanks, guys.
So we put a call out to our patrons on patreon.com and... asked them what are the top five movies to watch at Christmas that they would recommend to our listeners. So we got some really interesting answers because some of our patrons aren't huge fans of Christmas, like some people here at the table. Let's just do that. So we have seven altogether. So we'll just go around the table. We all have lists to read. We'll just be mentioning their first names for privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you to all of our patrons, even if you didn't contribute a list today. We really appreciate everything that you do. You helped us go to Supernova this year, which was so much fun. And we really had lots of fun talking with all the musical fans that were there. And we got so many more people listening just because we were there.
Thanks, guys.
So hopefully your contributions will let us do more stuff like that in the future. And if we get 1,000, I'll dance the Necronomicon.
Yes,
yeah, I still don't know what that
look,
is.
Look, there are also several other challenges.
There's
rapping. We haven't made as well.
List.
I know there's rapping involved.
I don't know what the number involved with that is. I know 500 is.
It was like
100 from where we were.
One from tomorrow.
And we'll be rapping.
And there was like 100 by the end of the weekend, and we'd be at Cats at the next Supernova.
If we got 10 new patrons by the end of the weekend, we would have all cosplayed as Cats at the next Supernova. Unfortunately, we got two patrons. So,
so only one-fifth of us will be
Julie
dressed as Cats.
It's KB!
Damn it!
For everyone
we
listening
the
at
shot
home,
not.
We all put our fingers on our nose except KB.
KB lost
it. So KB has to be a Cat next time.
If we ever go back to Supernova.
We're going back. We're going back now just so I can experience
that.
KB the kitty cat.
Nobody
needs to see. All right, okay. Let's do some lists, baby.
Yeah, so let's not, give something back to our patrons.
This is not necessarily Christmas movies or movies about Christmas. This is just movies to watch at Christmas.
And a few people, I haven't put all the conversations I've had with our patrons about these. Like a few people have family traditions that they have certain movies that they watch around Christmas time that have nothing to do with Christmas, and they're on the list. So there's movies that are good to watch at the holiday times.
The holidays.
The holidays.
Who's going first?
I think you should go first.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm going to read a list from Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thanks, Lorraine. We're going from number five to number one. So her number five movie to watch at Christmas is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And
classic.
Good luck trying to avoid that at Christmas on
I've
commercial
never
TV.
Seen it.
Oh, wow.
Well done, Julie.
That is well done. Number four, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
So cute.
Again, it's not played as often as it used to be.
No.
I remember this being...
I've never seen it.
Julie, do you watch Christmas movies?
Yeah.
It was played a lot in America while I was there for Christmas. Mm. But I just don't think it's played very often.
This and the stop motion animation Rudolph.
Yes.
Kind of the traditional Christmas
I've
trope.
Never seen it.
Well...
what? No, let's not get into that right now.
Julie has probably seen Lorraine's number three, which is... Elf.
Yeah.
Number three, Lorraine. Number three.
Number two, The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And number one, Love Actually.
That's a good list. So I think Lorraine is definitely on the list of people who enjoys Christmas and Christmas movies.
And I think she's, I don't know whether it's intentional, but she's sort of gone from like the cheesiest family Christmas up to
something she actually wants to watch.
You know, bottle of wine at Christmas.
Oh, yummy.
Good.
All right, well, who's our next one, KB?
Our next one is Matt. Now, Matt, he doesn't really like Christmas. And that's okay, Matt.
I don't really like it either.
That's okay.
I like Christmas Eve.
So there are a few on here that aren't necessarily your typical Christmas movies, but there are some I've never heard of before, and I won't be watching them.
One of them I know you won't be watching.
If you've listened before, you'll know why. Let's get into it. Number five was Nightmare Before Christmas.
No.
You've watched that one.
I've watched that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Cartoon scary is fine.
I've never watched
the next one.
Julie.
You've never watched Come on. Christmas.
You should.
It's good.
I own it.
Tim Burton.
You own it, but you've never
Tim
seen
Burton
it.
Produced
Correct.
It.
Yeah.
So he was a producer. So he didn't
The Haunted
it.
Mansion was themed like that when I went.
Yeah, I imagine it would have been.
Number four. I don't know if I'm saying this right, Zane, so correct me. Is it Krampus?
Krampus mm-hmm. or Krumpus?
Krumpus?
In America, it's Krampus. Krampus, yeah.
It's a hilarious Christmas-themed horror film, which I will never be watching. It's
because Krampus is Santa's devil friend who punishes bad children instead of rewarding good children.
It's German folklore.
Mm. Great. That's fun. Because I'm not a horror gal, as we've already found out.
The Germans just love a little bit of terrifying people.
Good.
And there are a couple different versions of the Krampus Christmas sort of horror thing out there. They are funny, I will say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as long as they're funny. Now, I personally like the comment here, Matt, so I'm going to read it all out. Number three is I don't care what Bruce Willis says, Die Hard counts. Die Hard is number three. I think that's a pretty standard one for most people at Christmas. A lot of people watch it then.
Yeah. Well, it's set at Christmas. He's decided to come up for Christmas. Yeah, have a few laughs.
You know what really gets me about Die Hard?
What?
You haven't seen it?
No, I have seen Die Hard. And I think a lot of things in that movie could have been avoided if he was wearing shoes. So
specifically walking across the glass.
I take from Die Hard is you don't take your shoes off on an airplane.
Yeah, it's important. Number two is Eight Crazy Nights, which is an animated Adam Sandler film.
Has anyone at the table seen this?
I have not seen it.
Hilarious.
Okay.
This is by far my favorite Adam Sandler property. Yeah, it's very funny, very, it's like wholesomely funny. It's about a guy who hates Christmas and the Christmas season because when he was young, his parents died on Christmas Eve.
Aww.
And he's Jewish. And so the Eight Crazy Nights is him celebrating Hanukkah and kind of making a relationship with a woman and her son and helping them celebrate Christmas.
That's really cool.
It's a very good movie. I highly recommend it.
I'm looking it up on Netflix right now.
Good work. And number one is Christmas Vacation.
There we go.
There we go. It's thanks, Matt. That's a great list. And I like when I haven't heard of movies before. Gives me something to watch.
And there isn't a bad one on that list. Horror, then obviously.
Well, yes. I mean, I can appreciate that it's a good movie and that people like it. I just will never watch it.
You're really not going to. Well, I have Imogen's list.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts her list off with a banger, which I thoroughly enjoy.
So, a movie you have seen?
A movie I have seen and love. Love. Her number five is Batman Returns. And she goes, yes, it totally counts. And yes, it does.
It does count.
Totally
counts. It's Christmas.
Counts. You
can also watch any movie whenever you want and it counts.
True.
Her number four is White Christmas because Bing Crosby.
Nice.
Classic.
Yep.
Good one. Yeah. Her number three, I've actually seen, oh no, I haven't, I lied.
almost all of the images.
Everything but her number one. Her number three is The Holiday. Because Jack Black.
Yeah. It's great. It's funny.
It is good.
It's a little like rom-com romp. It's good.
I always forget that it exists until I see it. And then I was like, that's funny.
Pops up.
Yeah. But only at Christmas. Love Actually. And she says, if you really love Christmas, come on and let it snow. Actually, you know what I thought for a long time was the lyrics? Because they're so awfully like. Stuck and they make fun of how stuck together they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Sulfurally. I was like, what does sulfurally mean?
Well, like sulfur.
Sulfurally love Christmas.
Yeah, so like Christmas, like sulfur.
Yeah. And her number one is one I have not seen, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Very nice.
It's a good movie because it's both Halloween and Christmas, and it's all about the differences between them.
Lucky for Disney, they can milk it for two holidays.
Two whole months.
They can keep it from, you know, October right through.
To be fair, I don't usually watch this around Halloween. I usually watch this around Christmas. Yeah. I always considered it more of a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
But it's very spooky.
It's very spooky.
Spooky.
All right. Well, our next one is from David. So
yo, David. Sorry.
Hey, David.
Oh, wow. What's happening?
I don't know.
Number five from David is Elf, of course.
Yes, David.
Number four is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
What is this? What is
that?
I actually haven't seen that one, so I'm going to look it up.
Should I Google it while you keep talking?
Elf is at the bottom of these lists, guys.
Oh, he's got a pretty...
He's got a solid list.
A solid, it's like, Christmas-centric list.
Yeah, I get it.
So number three, another classic, A Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Great.
Number two is A Year Without Santa Claus.
I also haven't seen that.
Yeah, Santa Claus cancels Christmas because the boys and girls around the world are too naughty.
Well, it's got to happen again soon, I'm sure.
Oh, sorry. I blame Trump. Santa Claus is Coming to Town is another one of those, like, stop-motion looking things. Yeah, it's very similar to the look of Rudolph.
Cool.
Okay.
Very similar.
And he's number one. We haven't heard this one yet. It's controversial in movie circles.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Polar Express.
Why is it controversial?
Because it was one of the first like fully CGI human movies. Yeah. The people look a little creepy.
They do a little.
It's a little like Uncanny Valley, yeah. But it's a great story. It is and Santa in that movie is one of the best Santas.
Yeah. And plus Tom Hanks. So.
Tom Hanks.
Nice. Tom Hanks.
Interesting.
Do you
great
like
list.
Tom Hanks, Julie? Do you? I'm not sure that I've ever heard you talk about him before.
I love him.
I know. Did you ever get the Tom Hanks number plate for your car?
No, because they're $2,500 and my car's only valued at $3,000.
Well, Patreons, if you'd like to get Julie a very special Christmas present.
Or anyone else.
Yeah. I think Julie would be upset if they went and got Tom Hanks' number plate for someone else.
Not just Patreons, I think is what they
would I would appreciate it. I don't have a car. I'll put them on my wall. Thank you very much, Patreons.
You'd put it on your wall. Just stare at it.
All right, who's the next one?
I've got Joe's list. Here we go. Number five, The Corpse Bride.
Yep. I don't know this film either.
What is I get that? It confused with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Corpse Bride is another animated Tim Burton movie. So Joe is another one of our patrons who isn't a huge Christmas fan. Yep. So a lot of their list is movies to watch at Christmas,
holiday
not
movies.
Christmas movies.
Yeah. Right. The Nightmare Before Christmas is number four. So maybe they just, you know, roll on from one another, those
maybe.
Two. Number three, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I love this film. I love it so much.
I'm
now
surprised it took so long to get to this one.
I am going to have so Joe write in again and tell us, is it which version?
Which version?
Cartoon or Jim Carrey?
And I also, will say... I spoke to Joe about this.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good. And it is the Jim Carrey version.
Amazing. Yay! Well, then, Joe, can you just tell us what your favorite Grinch quote is? Because
oh. Even better, just on this episode, just start gifting away.
Just good.
Just yeah. gif it. Shall we just have an episode where KB and I
just do
and
the
quote
Grinch.
The Grinch for like 30
I can start
minutes.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, tune in next week, guys, for the special Grinch quote episode. All right, number two, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Very well-known Christmas film.
The original.
Oh, beautiful.
The Gene
absolutely.
Wilder.
The definitely. Only thing I hate
there
about that.
There isn't another one.
There isn't
true,
another one.
True, the other one,
one
is.
They never remade that movie.
All right.
I deny it if anyone.
I'm glad that, though the only thing I'm glad the remake doesn't have is the scary boat tunnel moment.
I like the scary boat tunnel moment.
The scary, the chocolate, it's scary.
Weird. It gives a little.
Nightmare love boat situation.
Chickeny realness.
Yeah.
Chickeny realness.
And number one for some Christmas holiday fun time, The Wizard of Oz.
Aww.
That's a wholesome movie.
Yeah. It's got a lot of green. I mean,
the Wizard of Oz, The Sound of Music, and probably Charlie and the Chocolate Factory all turn up around the holiday period because kids on school holidays.
I think it's kids on school holidays and families get together.
Yeah.
And nostalgia. So
what can we put on that's really long that will shut them up for a while? And so then you get this connection with them at that time of year.
Mm.
And yeah. Anyway, that's the list, guys.
That's the list.
It's Joe's list.
I have another list from Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patty.
Number 5 is Love Actually. He said that it would be higher, but the dude who is into Keira Knightley is a goddamn creep. Also, Emma Thompson and Laura Linney both deserved Oscars for their work on it.
I mean, can't argue with that.
No. I think that Emma Thompson and Laura Linney should get Oscars in anything that they do.
And that guy who was into Keira
Knightley was a creep.
That's a real stupid thing to do is to film only her at the wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
look, there's a lot of things. I'm not going to lie. I will tell you all now, I'm not the biggest fan of Love Actually. I know, Julie. We can maybe still be friends.
Oh, no, this is just my meh face.
So there's a lot of things about Love Actually that I love. Anyway, number 4 is How the Grinch Stole Christmas for the Jim Carrey version.
Ooh, sorry, I'm just reading ahead on the list.
Stop reading ahead.
Number 3 is The Muppets Christmas Carol, which is a great Christmas film. Number 2 is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Haha, what?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is Robert Downey Jr.'s return to form after his
hiatus.
Rehab.
Rehab and other things. He was out of the industry for a while. Very funny movie, kind of noir set at Christmas, murder mystery sort of thing. It's very, very funny.
That actually sounds really fun.
Christmas murder mystery.
Yeah.
And number 1 is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's popping up on a lot of lists.
It's
popping up.
It's a good one. Patrick also gives a special mention to Batman Returns. So, of course. Yes. Good one.
We would be remiss not to mention it.
Again. We would. Again. One more time.
Again.
And that's it. That's the end of Patrick's list.
One more.
Stacey, thank you for your list. Stacey starts with a dishonorable mention. So her dishonorable mention to A Very Murray Christmas, which was flaming trash and not in a good we love it because it's trash way.
I didn't mind A Very Murray.
Everyone's allowed their opinion.
Yeah, and I'm just giving Stacey's a voice.
I assume that I agree with Stacey and therefore have never watched it.
That's fair.
Right.
That's fair.
Is that fair?
I think it's
fair.
It's not the worst thing to watch if you're drunk.
Okay.
Until I think about it, I always, when someone says A Very Murray Christmas, I always think Scrooged.
Oh.
Which is a pretty terrible Christmas movie.
I see what you're saying.
Like an 80s update of A Christmas Carol.
All right. Yeah. Well, her number 5 is The Christmas Prince.
Oh, it's one of those terrible
movies,
isn't
it? Yeah. And it's
so good.
They really rode that this year and went, you know what they liked last year? Let's quadruple billionize it.
Yeah, and
make a billion of them.
Is it that one that has a sequel?
Yes,
now?
It came out yesterday.
The Christmas Prince, The Wedding.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
It's
Netflix sequel of Christmas movies.
Guys, I watched it the minute it got released. And it's even worse than the first one, but in the best way.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Okay, good.
I'm sitting at a table with the demographic for that movie.
My favorite pastime in life is just terrible movies.
Terrible Christmas movies.
I love them so much. I've watched so many terrible Netflix movies.
But it's like Netflix has remade every rom-com and just slapped Christmas onto it.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
It's a formula that works.
There's a new one this year called The Christmas Wedding Planner.
Oh, that's also awful. Terrible. I've watched that one too. Guys, I've watched Christmas the Debut. I've watched The Spirit of Christmas. I've watched, A Dog Walk is Christmas.
Was it the one with Vanessa Hudgens?
I've watched The Princess Witch. I've watched them all.
Anyway, this is a whole other podcast.
All right.
Let's get back to the list.
Stacey's number 4 is The Santa Claus movie. Amaze. Her number 3 is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Good choice. Solid choice.
Bangers, telling her. And number 2, While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That is a good one. Now I want to watch. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Well, Sandra Bullock. I'm really in the mood for like a movie marathon right now. And Stacey's number one is The Holiday.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a really nice little tight little list.
So thank you, everyone. Those are lots of good lists. So we're not going to compile them into a
mega list,
an official top five list, because you know we don't want to criticize people for their taste. And if you want to listen to that list, you can go and listen to one of last year's Christmas specials, mm-hmm. which was top five Christmas movies. So you'll get our picks from that. A lot of these titles appeared mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
So which was number one? Was it Muppets?
Hang on. Ooh. I have to go and have a look.
It's been a whole year.
It was Elf, I'm sure.
Oh, it could have been Elf.
It was either Elf or The Grinch.
That's true.
Oh, great.
Good movies. Great movies, one and all.
So, so next year we'll be doing Netflix Christmas specials.
Yeah. So we're just going to keep drilling down.
I think it was Elf. I think I got really mad about The Grinch.
That sounds like something you would do. Okay, well, thank you again to all the patrons who contributed, and thank you to those who didn't for being patrons to start with.
Yeah.
We really appreciate your support, and if you have any comments or questions, you can, if you're a patron, you can talk to us on Patreon, patreon.com/musicalstaughtmeeverythingiknow, mm-hmm. or you can just find us on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter. We talk to you on there as well. And if you want to send us a longer winded message, go to musicalstaughtmeeverythingiknow@gmail.com and talk to us there. All right, well, we'll catch you next time, and we have a lot more Christmas-themed episodes coming up this month, as well as rebroadcasts of our favorite episodes of the year. So watch out for those midweek, and we'll catch you next week. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye.
My name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes. We're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because relatable.
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh, yeah.